be happy to deal with all the questions in the Gemara later. Okay? So we've spoken about a lot of inyanim in Hilchas Tzitzis, some very important halacha ma'aser shailas that come up. I want to discuss with you today one final shaila, very important shaila, and that is what happens if the tzitzis rip. Now, this happens every day, right? The tzitzis rip. So Baruch Hashem, it's very easy to get a new pair of tzitzis. So most people, when the tzitzis rip, they just get a new pair of tzitzis. But it's important to know. Sometimes the tzitzis rip, the Shabbos, you can't get another pair, and you know, can you use the pair? Can you make a bracha on the pair? Like, what exactly is the halacha? So, before we address that question, we have to back up and try to understand what is the tzitzis really composed of. So the Gemara Menachas and Daf Lamed Tesem Beis discusses two parts to the tzitzis. There's what we call the gedil, and then there's the psil. We know that there are different psukim. The pasuk in Parashas Kisetzeh says gedilim taslacha al arba kantos ksus chasher techasibam. It refers to tzitzis as gedilim. What's a gedil? What's the word mean? Right, a gedil. So Chazal explained that gedil means wrapped strings. And that's the wrapped part of the tzitzis. The gedil is the wrapped part of the tzitzis. And then the psil, the nasno, tzitzis hakana psil, is the free-flowing part of the tzitzis. So there are two parts of the tzitzis. There's the part that you wrap, there are the ksharim, right, the kesher elyon. The kesher elyon is really on the bottom, it's on the top. But, right, the kesher close to the beged, that's the kesher elyon. And then we have a minute to wrap it multiple times with different ksharim. And then there's a psil, there's the free-flowing part of the tzitzis. How much gedil do you need? How much psil do you need? It's a big discussion in the Gemara, but suffice it to say that the minimal type of gedil is three rounds, right? If you put three rounds around the psil, then that's sufficient. Okay, with the kesher elyon, you got to be kosher. You have to be kosher close to the beged, and obviously you'd have to make a knot after putting the chulia in, after rounding it three times around the tzitzios, because if not, then it's not going to stay. Okay, but that's the minimum. That's the minimum. But the Gemara does say that noy tcheles, the noy of tzitzis, the way to make tzitzis beautiful is to have shlish gedil and bei shlishay psil. Right? To have a third of the gedil, and then two-thirds the free-flowing tzitzis. And there are different minhagim as to what to do, how much, how many times should you wrap it around. Many have a minute to do 7, 8, 11 and 13 for different reasons, the Zion Rekiyim and other different things, different reasons that we wrap around in that way. But clearly, if a person doesn't have time to wrap around the tzitzis completely, let's say it's right before Shabbos, his tzitzis rip and he got a new pair of tzitzis and he wants to wrap them around just to wear them on Shabbos, so at least he should wrap it around three times. Make a kesher before, wrap it around three times, make another kesher, and the tzitzis are technically kosher, and then Matzah Shabbos he can finish wrapping. Okay, but that's the basic tzitzis. Basic tzitzis is to have a gedil, to have a psil. L'chatchila, the gedil should be a third of the total, and the psil should be two-thirds of the total. How many chutim do we have in the tzitzis? So this is a machlokas. The Gemara Menachas and Daf Mem Aleph and Beis quotes machlokas b'shamei b'sil as to how many strings we have in the tzitzis. We paskin that there are four strings in the tzitzis. Four strings that turn into eight. Right? You put the four strings through the nekev, and then you have four into eight. That's how we paskin. Now, how long are the strings supposed to be? So the Gemara seems to say that the orech hachutim is dalet godol, four widths of a thumb, which is a little bit bigger than four widths of the etzbos. Right, the thumb is a little wider than the fingers. So four godol. That's what it is. But Moshe holds that a tefach is 3.6 inches. So according to him, since there are dalet godolim in a tefach, so each godol is about 0.9 inches, a little bit less than 1 inch. Okay, so the length of the tzitzios is supposed to be dalet godolim. But which part of the tzitzis? The gedil or the psil? So that's a machlokas harishonim. Some say that we're talking only about the gedil. The gedil is supposed to be dalet godolim. So if the gedil is supposed to be dalet godolim and the free-flowing area is two-thirds of that, then what's the total length of the tzitzios? Mathematical question. If the gedil is a third of the total, and the gedil is four godolim, so then in total the tzitzios are supposed to be 12 godolim. Right? If you assume that dalet godolim is the shear of the whole tzitzis, then the whole thing is dalet godolim. So machlokes, Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins quote both dais, and he says the minig is to be mach. The minig is that the tzitzis in total should be yud beis goldolim. Yud beis goldolim is about 12 inches. Most of our tzitzis are actually longer than that, but that's the shir. That's the shir. The minig is to be machmir. Good. So now we have to ask ourselves, what's the halacha if the tzitzios rip? That's called gardume. The Gemara Menachos talks about a case of gardume tchelis, but for our purposes, tchelis love on it, so it just means gardume tzitzis. Gardume, it's a strange word. It just means if it's ripped. If something is left from the tzitzios, so what's the din? What's the shir? So the Gemara Menachos says, Gardume tcheles aksherin. What's the shear? Kidei la'onvam. If you have enough in the string to make an aniva, to make a bow, then that's sufficient. The poskim say that it's a shear of shtei etzbos. Again, if shtei etzbos, if an etzba is less than a godel, so it's a little bit less than 1.8. Right? If each godel is like 0.9, so two godelim would be 1.8. It's a little bit less. They say it's about an inch and a half. Right, kedei la'anvam, a kedei aniv is about an inch and a half. Now, what kind of a strange idea is this? If you have a shear for the tzitzis mechila, and now it rips, and you have a lower shear, and it doesn't have the full shear, so how can that be kosher? What kind of a strange notion is that? So some of the achronim say that perhaps min haTorah the shear is kedei la'anvam. That's the whole shear tzitzis. The shear of dalet godolim, yud beis godolim, that's a chumrah d'rabbanan. It's a hider. It's a chumrah d'rabbanan. So it could be since me'ikra, then the shear is really kedei la'anvam. So if it rips and you have kedei la'anvam, you still have the shear d'araisa. So that's why b'di'evit, once it rips, if you still have a shear, then it's going to be kosher. That's how some of the achronim want to explain. When we say kedei aniva, what does that mean? Kedei aniva in what? Kedei aniva in the gedil, or kedei aniva in the psil? Meaning, did the tzitzis rip in the free-flowing area, or did the tzitzis rip down here? Now, in most circumstances, the tzitzis are not going to rip down here. They're going to rip on the psil, and rip on the outer part. So if you hold the kedei aniva, it's enough to have a kedei aniva in the tzitzis, even in the gedil, so there's never going to be a case where you're not going to have that shear, because it's just going to rip on the top. So what is it? Is the kedei aniva in the gedil, or do you need a kedei aniva even in the psil? So that's a machlokas harishon. Rashi is machmir. Rashi holds that the shir kedei aniva has to be in the psil itself. The ri is mekel. The ri, Bal Tosfos, holds that it's enough to have a kedei aniva in the gedil. Lechatchila we paskin that you have to be machmir like Rashi b'shas adchak. If you don't have another pair of tzitzis, you can rely on the reed. The Mishnah Berurah says, what does that mean? That means that you don't have another pair of tzitzis, but if you can get another pair of tzitzis, do not make a bracha on this tzitzis. You cannot make a bracha on the tzitzis. Right? If you don't have another pair of tzitzis, you can wear this tzitzis, but you can't make a bracha on the tzitzis. You really have to be machmir for this rashi. So now, if you have only one string that's ripped, let's say one of the strings, one of the eight, ripped, and it doesn't have a kedei aniva in that string. Let's say it's less than an inch and a half. So, according to Rashi, that's fine.
Why?
Because you still have a kedei aniva in the string. Keep in mind, if the tzitzis have to have dalet chutim, so the dalet turn into eight, but we look at the dalet chutim as being four strings. So even if one of the strings that we'll call a string, is ripped to the bottom, but that's only half the string. Since you still have the other part of the string on the other side, it's more than kedei aniva over there, then there's no problem. So if only one string is ripped, that's no problem. But how about if two strings are ripped? So then it's a suffix, you don't know. If two strings are ripped, right, let's say two strings are ripped. Two strings on the same side of the knot. Right? So you would say, well, what's the big deal? You still have the other side of those two strings, you have on the other side, you have a kedei aniva there, so it should be okay. Yeah, but the problem is, if you weren't careful to always separate the four and four as you're making the tzitzios, sometimes they get mixed up. Sometimes they'll get mixed up. So it's unclear, if you have two strings that are ripped to the bottom, it's unclear whether you actually have two of the four tzitzis strings are ripped on half of the string. Or do you have one full string that's ripped to the bottom? Maybe you don't have a kedei aniva in this string at all. So if you're going to be machmir for shitas Rashi, if you have two strings that are ripped and there's no kedei aniva on either one of the strings, then you should not put on that pair of tzitzis. You should get another pair of tzitzis. According to the reason, still be maker because you have a kedei aniva in the dill. But according to Rashi, since you might not have a kedei aniva in this tzitzis, it could be that these two parts of the tzitzis come from the same string. So as long as two are ripped without a kedei aniva, without a kedei aniva being left, one should be makma fashitas Rashi and should get another pair of tzitzis. There's one final issue, and that is, let's say you have a kedei aniva in all of the strings. And let's say multiple strings are ripped out, but you have a kedei aniva in multiple strings. But three of the strings are taka ripped. Right? Three strings are ripped, but let's say if they're ripped and there's a kedei aniva, you got 2 inches in the string. It's not the full yud beis godolim, but you have a kedei aniva in the three strings. What's the din over there? That's another machlokas. Rabbi Nutam is of the opinion that you need to have at least 2 of the 4 chutim of the tzitzis to be shalom. At least 2 of the 4. What's the idea? Well, some say that the 2 strings are connected lavan, and the other 2 strings are connected tcheles. We don't put on tcheles. Many people don't put on tcheles even nowadays. But it's 2 and 2. 2 of a lavan, 2 of a tcheles. We're not going to deal with the issue of tcheles. Well, we can talk about it privately. But connected lavan, connected tcheles, we have 2 of the strings. Rabbi Natan assumes that you need at least 1 of these mitzvahs to be shalom. So at least 2 of the strings has to be shalom. So if 3 of the strings are not shalom, then that's going to be a problem. So if 3 of the strings are cut, he's not talking about a kedei aniva. He's saying at least 3 of the strings have to have the full shear. At least 3 of the strings have to have the full shear. So even a kedei aniva in the 3 strings is not enough. So if 3 strings are ripped, even if you have a kedei aniva in these 3 strings, Rabbi Natan would say that's going to be a problem. Because if each one of these strings is a separate string, then it turns out that 3 of your 4 strings are not the full shear. So even if you have a kedei aniva, that's not going to be enough. So to summarize, if 1 string is ripped, even if you don't have a kedei aniva in that string, then that's fine, even according to Rashi. That's okay. I mean, lechatchila, maybe we should get another pair of tzitzis, a hither, and have the right shear, but you can certainly wear it and you can make a bracha. If 2 strings are ripped, so then to be machma fashitas Rashi, then one should get another pair of tzitzis, and one should not make a bracha on this pair of tzitzis, because according to Rashi, it could be that it's possible. If 2 strings are ripped, so maybe these 2 strings really come from 1 string of the tzitzis. So if you don't have a kedei aniva in either string, so maybe 1 string doesn't have a kedei aniva, that would be a problem according to Rashi. Let's say you have a kedei aniva in all of your strings, but 3 strings happen to be ripped, they're not yud beis godolim, they're not the full shear. Then Rabbi Natan would say that better to get another pair of tzitzis in that case too. Even if you have a kedei aniva in all, but since there's a chashash that you might not have a full shear in 2 of the 4 strings of the tzitzis, in 2 of the 4, because if it's 3 separate strings, we don't know, but if it's 3 separate strings, then it turns out that you might only have 1 string of the tzitzis that has the full shear. Rabbi Natan says in such a case also, you should get a new pair of tzitzis. You should not put on this. Okay, this is the basic synopsis of the halachas related to ripped tzitzis.